This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. Mitch Neubert, H.R. Gibson Chair in Management Development at Baylor's Handkammer School of Business. Dr. Neubert is an expert in organizational change management. Dr. Neubert, tell us what today's managers should know about change in their organizations.
Well, it's no secret to managers that employees tend to resist change and react negatively to it. But what is more important for a manager to know is to know how to change that resistance and that reaction from something negative to something positive. And so in my research, I'm focusing on how to build commitment of employees to organizational change. Our natural reaction might be to any loss, which is really what a change can be perceived as, is to resist that loss. But we also know that people are motivated by the sense of gain or personal interest. And so managers really need to be thinking about not how to just get people to comply with the new change, but how to really build their commitment, their enthusiasm for engaging in the new change-related behaviors. In my research that has taken place in for-profits, non-profits, and even in China, it's very critical for the manager to help that employee have a sense of confidence that they can do the new tasks. New technologies, new job assignments, they're intimidating. And people would prefer a sense of consistency in doing the things they're confident in and have been doing well in the past. And so when you're moving into or initiating or implementing a change initiative, it's important for a manager to intentionally focus on building that confidence of the employee by providing training for that employee, by providing them role models of people who are doing the new tasks, coming alongside them and encouraging that employee when they're making progress in a new task or a responsibility that's new to them. And so that's going to be real critical for gaining the commitment of employees, is making sure that they feel confident. Now, another thing, though, is you have to deal with what's happened a little bit in the past, and that has to do with managing cynicism. Cynicism stems from experiencing past failures in organizational change initiatives, being maybe treated unfairly or being led by a boss or manager who really didn't know what they were doing in the change initiative. And so we encounter many of our employees, they have a sense of cynicism. And so you need to really address that and before you can move on. Some of the ways you address that are pretty simple. Sometimes it's just acknowledging that the last change initiative didn't go so well and that we've learned from it and here's how we're going to do it better. Other ways, of course, are to pay special attention to making sure that people have a voice in the change and they can help shape the change and help implement it, because oftentimes those people who have to live with the change actually have some real good ideas about how the change should go better if they're actually consulted. So those are two real dominant things that we're learning in our research about how to gain the commitment, is to make sure people have a sense of confidence about the new job responsibilities and they've dealt with their kind of underlying cynicism that many employees have.
Dr. Neubert is a professor of management at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.